Good evening and welcome to The Call. This is the Robert Schuller Ministries Church with No Walls, and I'm Robert Schuller.
And I'm Donna Schuller. We're so glad to have you here on the 15th of the month, because if it's the 15th of the month at 6 p.m. Pacific time, it's time for
The Call.
Oh, and we've been doing this for 11 years. It's one of our favorite days, if not our favorite day of the month. It is this month our favorite day because today is Sunday. So we've already had two church services. This is actually our third church service. It just looks a little different. And today we had church service in our brand new location here in Newport Beach at the Civic Center in Newport Beach, and it was a beautiful service. If you'd like to see some of that, you can go on Facebook Live, or excuse me, it's not live anymore. You can scroll down after the call here, and you can see part of where we meet, actually. It was a shakeout day because it has a really nice AV system in there, but we weren't quite sure how to use it yet. And so our sound guys were doing it like they used to do in the parking lot. They did a fantastic job. But there's a lot of stuff, you know, in a new place we're working out. So anyway, we're here tonight to be with you and to read scripture and to pray. And like most calls, not most, probably about 75% of them, we have an interesting interview guest. We talk about subjects that are important to us as Christians and important to us as people, as human beings, as spiritual beings on a human journey, I should say. And tonight we're going to talk more about health, and specifically we're going to talk about gut health. There's so many new studies out now, and it's hard to keep up with it all. But our daughter-in-law, married to our youngest son, who's also a health professional, he's a doctor of chiropractic, our youngest daughter-in-law is married to our youngest son, is going to be sharing with us why gut health is important. And she's going to share a little bit about, you know, things that you may, actually we're probably going to go into some detail, things that you don't know about gut health and why it's so important for the health of your body, your mind, and your soul, your spiritual life. Why is it important to take care of your gut, to take care of this temple of the Holy Spirit in general? So I'm looking forward to it. You know, I've been a nutritionist for many, many years, but I now don't really study the science so much behind the body because I'm involved in ministry with Robert. So my nutrition is studying how to keep people healthy with what they put in their soul, with what they put in their mind, and also with what they put in their body. But I'm not up on the latest science. So you got to stay up on the latest science today to keep up with all this stuff. So I'm looking forward to talking to my daughter-in-law, our daughter-in-law, Sage, in just a little bit. Probably, yeah, we'll be adding her on here in the split screen. She'll be with us live. And yeah, so we'll be adding her after we do our scriptures and prayer. So you want to start with prayer?
We definitely want to pray because there's things going on in our nation which are really disturbing. Just a few miles from where we live, maybe you've heard the news, there was a shooting at a Presbyterian church. The church has been around for a long time. I'm very familiar with the church. And unfortunately, one person was killed and five others injured. And this seems to be something that's quite common across our nation today. People just, I don't know
crazy.
How to explain it.
They're crazy. They're evil and crazy.
They're evil and crazy. And so we need to pray for our nation. We need to pray for the health of individuals emotionally and spiritually, that God will help them understand that vengeance is the Lord's, and so Sage is set up that Sage is ready to come on, but we'll
okay.
bring her on.
We're
going to
bring you on after we read scripture and have a prayer. Great, I'm glad I saw that though.
Yeah.
So you have to, there it is. She'll
be waiting there for us. But anyway, let's have a moment of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray right now that you and your wisdom and your understanding. Yeah, you who understands far more about the psyche of the human that you created. You understand evil and you fight evil and you help us fight evil. You understand this far more than we can. We are confused. We are don't even know what to say except to reach out to you and ask for your protection, ask for your guidance, ask for your healing. So bring your healing, Lord, into this nation. Take the evil away. Help people to start focusing on you, the creator of all things. May we focus on the reality that you love us, that you care about us, that you help us overcome evil. And so, oh God, we pray this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, who came, who rose, who died on the cross, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. And so we thank you, God, that in all things and in all ways, we are blessed. So we give you praise always and forever.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. They changed my screen again on my conference call screen. And so everything looks different. It used to show us that
our
voice.
That's your excuses for ending the recording.
I ended the recording and started it back up.
So hopefully it won't.
No, it'll just be odd two recordings. I don't know how to do that. Put it together for a podcast. I don't have to do any of that stuff. We're doing our best here. But, it's okay. I didn't cut anybody off.
That's the good news. Well, you just have to laugh about some of this stuff, you know. But I want to continue by reading a psalm. I want to read Psalm 116. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard me cry for mercy because he turned his ear to me, and I will call on him as long as I live. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the unwary. When I am brought low, he saved me. Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. For you, Lord, have delivered me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. What shall I return to the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. Truly, I am your servant, Lord. I am your servant, as was my mother before me. You have loosed my bonds of affliction. I will sacrifice a thanks offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Very nice. Very nice. So should we see if we can get Sage on here now?
Yeah, let's do that. I know it takes a little bit of time. It's slow.
There she is. Approve.
And send invites.
Yeah, it's slow to approve.
Yeah.
We're so used to everything being instantaneous.
Exactly.
So we're waiting for our daughter-in-law, and I will introduce her. Sage Schuler has a master's in... Yay, there you are! Hi! It worked! Here, move over this way a little bit.
I'm off the screen.
So Sage has a master's in educational psychology. She's an education specialist in school psychology. She'll tell you a little bit about that, though. That's not her... calling at this moment. She's a certified integrative health coach, a PN1 nutrition certificate, and pending CBT. We'll have to ask you about that. But anyway, she is a nutritionist and integrative health coach with a root cause approach. And her main area of focus is on gut health. We've already said that. And helping clients identify food sensitivities and how to understand how to nourish their bodies to support healing and longevity. And I'm also going to add, because I know you believe this, Sage, and help them have health in body, mind, and soul. And how important is that? So let's see if your sound is working.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. It's not very loud.
Well. Can you
turn it up?
If there's some way you can turn it up, that'd be cool.
See if you can turn it up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, we can barely hear you. Yeah, I can barely hear you. Let's see. It sounds like you're muted. But I can hear you, but barely.
Yeah.
So the other day when we did the test, it started out very mute like this, but then went strong.
Okay. So while she's setting up here, I just want to say a little bit about this. You know, when I used to coach people in specifically nutrition of the body, my intake would always include asking people about their spiritual life. And sometimes people would kind of look at me, and especially I didn't advertise myself as a Christian coach or health professional. I just advertised as a health professional and that I could help people with, things that regarded their eating habits. So, they would kind of question or kind of scratch their head, and I'd say, hey, no, listen, it's really important. How's your spiritual life? How's your relationship with God? And without trying to proselytize them, I would just figure out where they're coming from, what their religion was, if they practiced faith. And if they didn't, we got into all kinds of reasons why they didn't. And, it always brought up emotional issues for them, without exception, every single one. And those emotional issues always had to do with their eating habits, 100% of the time. So I know that's why I'm anxious to talk to Sage about the latest in the nutrition of the gut, because one of the things I used to say, and I know this to be true, is that, 80% of all your health comes from your microbiome in your gut. And I think it's even more than that now. And they talk about emotions getting stuck in your various organs of your body and how important it is to clear those out and, through prayer and meditation and your relationship with Jesus and all that. But how you doing, Sage?
Hey, Sage, try increasing your speaker volume and see if that makes a difference. I know in the past it's helped me with also the...
Are you on your laptop?
I think she...
Not very much.
Barely.
And we're...
Barely hear you. The volume on a scale of 1 to 10 is a 1 or a 2 best. So... do you have your volume all the way up?
She knows how to choose. She's a young person. She knows about technology.
I do have my volume all the way up.
Okay.
So funny.
Well, why don't we disconnect and try it again?
Our volume all the way up.
Yeah, I did.
Let's see if ours is all the way up.
There we go. Our volume is all the way up.
I don't know.
Oh, that was a little better.
Can people? Robert's holding my phone, which is connected to the conference call line, up to the speaker. And then I don't know about Facebook. Can somebody make a comment or a star? Can you hear, Sage? I'm not seeing any stars, any reports, anything from people. No comments. They can hear?
Oh.
Okay. So we'll just... Okay. Well, Robert's holding my speaker right up to his speaker on his phone, which is the camera. So, okay. So can you hear me okay? It's so weird, isn't it?
That is very strange.
Okay. So...
And I have my speaker up as the size of the...
Yeah, it's weird. Okay. So, I guess I should start right out about, how did you get into this? Tell us a little bit about yourself. Why did you decide to focus on gut health? And then maybe tell us some things that people don't quite understand, or maybe some puzzling, interesting things that people just don't even know. So, just you go.
But I'm like 40.
After hearing you talk, this is one sick little girl. I felt really bad for you.
You were really young. You said you were in college, and I think, you know, speak to the whole chemical intervention part of the, a lot of MD just put you immediately on a prescription, and maybe you can explain a little bit. That is just so, it does not help things. It hurts, right? And there's a side effect to everything.
I know it is not.
Right.
Oh, you've got to be terrified then.
I was terrified. Like, something is wrong. And this thing is telling me that everything is wrong. And I remember I set up my shirt, I would get so loaded that I looked. And by the way, this is a very small person. I have to help you. You are very small, but she's a marathon runner. So talk about fit. She's like no hips. So when she said she got bloated, I mean, I've seen you show me a couple of times early on when you were still pretty sick that you just had like, yeah, like bloated, like a little hard stomach. Yes. Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
You knew you were going to get well somehow, some way.
I bet.
You did.
Best thing that ever happened.
Go see a psychiatrist. Get some psych meds.
Especially, I was on paper, and looked at my blood work, I was not well. And
So when you stop and look at your at where you were, if your lowest point was, say, a 2 or a 3, because a 0 is dead, you weren't quite there, and a perfect gut health would be a 10, where would you say you are now?
Now I am.
Wow.
That's awesome. Our beautiful granddaughter. I want to get to how your faith has come into this in the last several years, but I first want to ask you, how do you approach your clients? So somebody comes to you, and I mean, do you get a lot of really when you start talking about people's gut health? Like, wow, really? You know, do people, and what surprises people the most about how important it is to have a healthy gut? And explain a little bit about that.
Right. Bloating is common. Mm-hmm. Very common. But it is not normal. And yes, you're going to have some, you know, you're going to have
And would that include, like, indigestion and burping and stuff like that? I mean, let's just be frank here, right? Indigestion is not normal, right? There you go. Yeah. You do with that person? Does not activate until
you know, there's this, for a long time, it was very popular to be like, oh, you should eat like 6 whole meals a day.
Right.
Oh, yeah, grazing, they called it, right?
We're not and how your spiritual life has helped you and how you've grown spiritually and, you know, your love for Jesus and your walk with him and all that. I'm wondering if there might be some questions as well, but it's funny. I can't see our...
I think you're getting all the questions and comments because we're not getting any.
Yeah. If there's any questions for Sage or for us, you're welcome to ask them on Facebook or you can ask them here. I'll put it on Q&A. Okay, you can hear that. But the Q&A, if anybody here, okay. There you go.
I started with an elimination diet, and I did an intolerance test, so I went to see basically to look at what first was I had callers too, so that I knew. And for me, I was the person where I needed to see on paper that your body having a reaction to this for me to be like, okay, I won't eat it. It wasn't enough for me to just do the elimination diet. I needed like the hard evidence that I should be eating this. And so once I saw, you know, these foods that I was calling to, and realizing I was eating those every day, I cut those out. So I cut things out like chicken. And this is so important. One, what is healthy for one person is not always healthy for everybody. And I emphasize this to my clients and any platform that I am on, I make this very, very clear, because a lot of questions that I get are, what are you, I'm like, I want to eat how you eat. And
yeah. No.
You have to eat how you're supposed to eat, right?
Yes. Yes. And that's what I do. I am obsessed to figure out there are foods that they know that they eat. I'm helping them feel comfortable in making those decisions that are going to make them feel good and feel good for their body. Because if I went and ate like edamame, soy, and like chicken, I would not be well.
Mm-hmm.
I would not feel good for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you need to go eat, you know, chicken and edamame and a whole loaf of bread.
And she feels great. Almost everything.
Which is a lot of people do if you are stressed, which most of our society is. Chances are that you don't have enough stomach acid, and that is, that's like the first step in helping us digest our food. So I took lots of digestive enzymes. I still, for maintenance, I still use digestive enzymes.
Well,
but I'm reading some more questions.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
So, the low carb, high protein, low dairy. Again, it's all dependent on, like, there's a lot of things I'm looking at. I have some of my clients who, if they're presenting, coming to me with symptoms that sound like something that's going on in the gut. Most of the, it's better the test than the guess. And so I will have them do a full comprehensive stool test. It's collecting a stool sample. It is one of the best tests that you can get because it'll tell me the inflammatory markers. It'll tell me the elasticity of your gut lining. It'll show us if you have leaky gut. It'll tell me if you have candida, it'll look at parasitic pathogen, which
yes, right.
If you are eating or been around the earth for longer than a few hours, you likely have parasites. But I have to do this cool thing because it gives me so much data to look at. It'll give me like a full comprehensive view of what your gut microbiome looks like and what specific bacteria you have that maybe you have a shortage of or maybe that you have an overgrowth of. And then from there, that gives me an idea from a dietary standpoint of how to move forward. So some of my clients, I may recommend, all right, we gotta do low carb, high protein, high fat. Some of them, that's not the case. And so it is really like a case-by-case individual basis, like with everything.
So, Sage, let's. Unfortunately, our time is winding down.
It is.
Really quickly.
Okay, we're going to ask how to get in touch with you.
One last
thing.
Yeah.
But also,
One last question is your spiritual journey. How did that help your gut?
Whole thing because it impacted, my mental health went so good. I remember one time I was laying on the floor, like so miserable, like having a panic attack, and the struggle for like
well, he married you. He still married you.
I had so many things happening. I was in the middle of my guy. My dad died.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, he did it for you.
All the events and all the feelings, this whole journey that I have been on has all been
for you.
For
me. Yeah.
They have continued to place desires and ideas and on my heart. And
what a
continued to give me the courage to use my healing journey to
you had to go through it to be who you are.
You had to.
And I think this is a great way to conclude this interview. God did this for you. And
if people want to get in touch
with you,
that's
the message for tonight.
Yeah, God did this for you. We don't understand it at the time. We go through all kinds of pain. You know, you go through emotional pain, physical pain, spiritual pain. But God, you know, what was meant for evil, God meant it for good, out of the book of Job. And that is always true. God always wants the best for us, no matter what. And once we start realizing that, we have a mind, you know, a mind shift, a mind change, where it affects, and it affects our health. It affects our physical and our spiritual life, and it affects all of our relationships. And it's a beautiful thing, you know, once you come to realize that. And we just love you. We're so glad you're our daughter-in-law. And how do I get in touch with you? Email you? Okay.
Perfect.
Perfect. Yes, you can ask me. Ask me.
Well, Donna, let's conclude this with a prayer. Why don't you have a prayer?
I will. I want to share something really quick.
Yes.
And then we'll pray. So there's a story in the Bible where this woman has been bleeding for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And she's so sick. And I actually did a Bible study on this recently. I don't know if you were there that time, Sage, where I talked about the woman that touched the hem of Jesus' coat. So Jesus was out in the mass of people. And this woman that was an outcast of society because she had so many severe health problems. They said, the Bible tells you that she's been to all kinds.
She spent all of her money.
She spent all of her money going to all these different practitioners and, you know, witch doctors and other doctors. And she was taking all kinds of potions. And finally, she was, and she was outcast from society because that's how it was in the Jewish culture. She was bleeding, so she wasn't allowed to even be touched or to touch anybody or anything. And one day she saw the crowd gathering, and she followed the crowd, and she followed Jesus. And so she thought, whoa, you know, this is my last chance. If I could just touch the hem of his robe. And she reached forward, and she barely touched the hem of his robe, but to the point where he felt her. And he turned, and he felt the power go from him. And he turned, and she was so afraid of what might happen. What is he going to say? And he basically looked at her, and he said, woman, your faith has made you well.
Yeah.
And to me, that's just such a good feeling and such a good historical remembrance, because I've been there before. We've all been there before. Sometimes we use Jesus in prayer, and I'm not saying this is your last resort, but I know I've been there before, and maybe people listening to this podcast have had that happen to them, where Jesus is your last resort, and Jesus and prayer should be your first resort. All you have to do is just reach out. Sometimes that stretch is huge. It's scary, but make that stretch, connect, and then it says we have to pray like it all depends on God, work like it all depends on us, reach out to a health professional like Sage and get the help you need, because gut problems are not normal. If you're bloated, if you're indigestion, and it does affect your spiritual life, it affects your work, it affects your relationships. If you're not healthy in your gut, you're not healthy, period. So thank you, Sage, and I want to end with a prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for this beautiful woman that came into our life. She's a beautiful inside and out. And Lord, you have used her, and you are using her. You're using her in our family. You're using her in the family of God. You're using her in the church. You're using her gifts and her talents in ways that she never imagined possible. Lord, because of you, thank you, God. Thank you, God, that she has faith that is affecting her daughter, our granddaughter, that is helping her husband build a business. Lord, I just thank you for her, and I ask that you would walk with her always, that she would walk with you always, and that people listening would have faith to reach out and get the help that they need today. We love you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. So thank you, Sage, for being our guest today.
Thank you.
And just continue in the journey of health and wellness and happiness.
And we'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Love you. Bye. Bye. And we're going to continue for just a second because this is a church service. So we cannot hang up without asking for a tithe, an offering, whatever you feel called on your heart to give. If you'd like to give to this ministry, and my husband will tell you, if you don't give to this ministry, I hope you give somewhere. Because generous people, speaking of health, generous people are healthier and more joyful people, and that's been scientifically proven, and we know that God loves it when you give to his kingdom as well. So if you don't give here, give somewhere, but if you'd like to give something, whatever's on your heart, you can give through Venmo, Robert Schuer Ministries, or you go ahead.
You can write to us at 26 Canyon Island Drive, Newport Beach, California. And if you didn't get that, you can go to our website, and you can give on our website. The website is Robert Schuer Ministries or drschuler.org. They both go to the same place, robertschuerministries.org. Or on drschuer.org, and you'll see a button that says I'd like to give. And if you scroll to the bottom, you'll see our address. It's not hidden. So if you would like to mail a check, you can do that. So you can mail a check. You can hit the button on our website, I'd like to give, or you can send it via Venmo. So we encourage you to support the church with a capital C, meaning the big church of the body of Christ, to support his kingdom here on earth. And so with that, we want to say it's been a pleasure to be with you tonight, to give you this information. We hope that you are able to hear all of Sage's words. We listened very carefully, and it was meaningful to us, and we appreciated everything she had to share.
And next month, We have a different subject. We're not sure what it is yet, but we will know. And if it's the 15th, right?
If it's 6 p.m. Pacific time on the 15th of the month, regardless of what day of the week it is, we're here on the call.
And we
and
this will also
Facebook
be on
live.
Yes, excuse me. And this will be on podcast too. Our podcast is just Google Robert Shuler Ministries podcast. We're on every platform there is. And we're getting the word out. And we talk about anything from, you know, we have Bible studies online. We have on our podcast. We've interviewed great theologians. We've interviewed great Bible teachers. We've interviewed artists. We've interviewed doctors of all kinds. And we just love this. And it's a way. It's a different way of doing church. It's an intense interview to try to make you to look at yourself as body, mind, and soul. And so you've got to be healthy, so that you can share that bright light of Jesus for as many years as possible. You need to live healthy until the day you die. May your light burn brightly until we see you on the 15th of June at 6 p.m. Pacific, or any Sunday at 8 a.m. Pacific time for our church service. So God loves you, and so do we.
We love you, everybody. See you later.
Thank you
Bye-bye.
For joining us.